are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you are a part of our congregation, and we're trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you. Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for life spared to this another broadcast time, and we're thankful for our precious congregation. We're trusting that you'll use us to make the broadcast service a blessing to each and to every one. We know that you love them all, and you're concerned for all, and we're praying that you'll minister to them according to their needs. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to share some encouraging words with you that I received. Brother Craig, I wanted to say how much I appreciate your teaching every Lord's Day morning over KFXH, Marlow, Oklahoma. Your teaching is identical to mine, and I believe you can cover more material than anyone that I've heard before in a small amount of time. You include the Holy Spirit in your teaching when most seem to leave Him out. Those who have been born again and have the Holy Spirit should all teach the same thing because the Spirit helps us to understand good words. And that's from BRD in Oklahoma, Paul's Valley, Oklahoma.
I'm just a weary pilgrim traveling through this world of sin, getting ready for that meeting when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints, oh, when the saints go marching in,
go marching in.
Marching in,
hallelujah. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Just a few more days to travel, just a few more days to roam, then I'll enter heaven's portals when the saints are gathered home.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in,
hallelujah. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. There's a place that He's prepared us if we journey to the end. Then a crown of life He'll give us when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in,
hallelujah. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Oh,
Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Father, and our text of Scripture is taken out of Psalm 112, verses 1, 2, and 3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in His house, and His righteousness endureth forever. If you believe the Bible, you believe that God ordained the family. God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into him the breath of life. He took a rib from Adam's side and made a woman. She was given to Adam to be his wife. He told this man and woman to have children. So a family is God's plan and will. The husband, father, fills the most important place in the family. Why do I say that? Because he is the head. Thus, the government of the home is his responsibility. Yes, the wife, the mother, is a helpmate, and she fills a very, very important place in the family as well. Children need a father who will teach and enforce respect for law. And I say that especially in regard to the law of Christ. And for him to be able to teach his children to respect the law, he must respect it himself. He cannot disregard or break the law and expect them to do otherwise. So he must be an example. He must teach and enforce respect for the law in the hearts of his children, especially the law of Christ, but he must be an example by obeying it himself. The father must make decisions that will affect the entire family, and he must bear the responsibility of the results of those decisions that he makes. At times, he must say no to the desires of his children because he sees and knows no is the proper answer. And he must be man enough, he must be courageous enough, and he must be enough love and interest in his children to say no when no is the proper answer. The wife and mother needs him to properly fill his place. He must love and respect his wife, the children's mother, and he must teach them to do the same. And I'll say the same thing in regard to him loving his wife. If he does not love her, how can he expect his children to love them? So he must be an example in loving and respecting his wife, as well as respecting the law of Christ. And the children must be taught to respect their mother as well. The father is responsible for setting an example in every area of life. Let me repeat that. The father is responsible for setting an example in every area of life. The Lord said to the prophet Ezekiel, "I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them." And that's Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 19. The father must provide for his family, and the wife has an important place to fill in that also, according to Proverbs 31, which speaks of the value of a virtuous woman. She was a very industrious woman, and her children suffered no want. The kind of fathers that are needed, those who are ready and willing to assume the responsibility of a real and true husband and father. A lot of fathers today are not fulfilling their responsibility, and they're not being the kind of a father that a family needs. I do not say that to be critical, but it is a fact. So the kind of fathers that are needed, those who are ready and willing to assume the responsibility of a real and true father and husband. You cannot continue to live a single man's life and be a proper head. It takes time and effort to be a proper father, and time must be spent at home with the family to do that. Also, families need to do things together. I can speak from my own personal experience. My children are all grown now and married away from home, but one of the things that they talk about most is the small things or the little things, or at least I considered them so at the time. Those little things that we did together have impressed them, have stuck with them, and they appreciate them more than a lot of what might be considered big things. The head of any corporation, home, business, congregation, city, state, or nation, is a difficult place to fill. Yes, I acknowledge that. It is a difficult place to fill. Problems arise, difficult decisions must be made, and so forth. The Christian husband and father has God to go to help them in time of need. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James chapter 1 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Again, set a godly example. One your children can confide in and look up to and respect. I want to enlarge on that, but before I do, I'd like to relate a story that I heard, and possibly I have used it on the air before. But there was a father, and evidently an unsaved father, and he left his house and started across the yard, and he heard a noise behind him, and he turned and he looked, and there his little son was following him. And his little son said to him, where are you going? And the little son said to him, I'm going with you, Daddy. And he was on his way to a bar. So he thought a moment, he turned around and he picked up that little son and he went back in the house and he said, you will never follow me to the bar. And he never went anymore himself. So I say that children need to have a father that they can confide in, that they can put their trust in, that they can respect. And I want to enlarge some on the thought of be a father your children can confide in. Do not cast aside questions children may come to you with. Do your best to give them an answer. Regardless of what the question may be, do your best to give them an answer, a proper answer. If you do not, they may seek the answer from another person who may give them the wrong answer or advice. So do your best to live a life that your children will confide in, and they will come to you with their questions and with their problems. Have a family altar. Take time to read and study the Word of God. I remember many evenings sitting around with the family reading from Edgar Meyer's Bible Storybook, one of the best-known Bible storybooks in the country, I suppose. And I also read them the story of Eva Grant that was published by the Gospel Trumbull Company many years ago, and it told about a young girl that was driven away from her home because she wanted to do right. And I read that chapter by chapter, and in certain places brought tears to their eyes and mine as well. So have a family altar. Take time to read and study the Word. Teach them to pray. If you have a true church to attend, take them. Not send them, but take them to the house of worship. And don't find fault with the preacher when you get home. Especially do not criticize in front of your children. Do not criticize at all, but do not do it especially in front of your children. Choosing a life's companion and helpmate is very, very important. I believe that Christians should marry Christians, but just because a young man and a young lady are Christians does not mean they are meant for one another. It is something you should pray about and get the mind and the will of God in, because it is one of the most important decisions that you'll make in your entire life, your life's companion. You do not love your children too much to correct them. I say you do not love your children too much to correct them. True love will cause you to do so. No one loves their children more than God loves His children. And the Lord said to the congregation at Laodicea, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 19. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, we read, for whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. If you endure correction, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Now I am not talking about child abuse. God forbid. Christians will not knowingly abuse their children by any means. However, after you have corrected them, when they need correction, and whenever you punish them when they need it, however, do not forget to commend your child for doing what is right. It seems that we parents have a weakness along that line. We point out their faults and we try to correct them, things that they do which they should not do, and then we fail to commend them for what they do. But that is just as important as the correction is. So don't forget to commend your children when they do what is right. The father is responsible for the spiritual welfare of the family. Now, mother, of course, must help as in the spiritual growth of the children as well. But the father, again, is the head, and he is to take the lead, not only in providing for the family, the necessities of life, but also in providing the spiritual leadership that the family needs. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. The father should do his best to protect his family from all evil influences. And I realize and I know that we are living in wicked, ungodly times, and it seems like our nation is getting more wicked every day. Ungodliness is on every hand, but I still say fathers should do his best to protect his family from all evil influences. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and these thoughts to our congregation. Bless fathers especially today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Each day to help me.
thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, and our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us today. We invite you to tune in to the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love. Died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father had in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, he'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe.